morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, May 31st, the last day of the amazing month of May. So let's dive in. The day begins with the moon in Cancer in the nakshatra of Alesha. The energy of the moon is nurturing and sensuous. There is a wisdom to the moon here owing to the energy of the nagas, the snakes. It also radiates an energy of words, wit, and insight. The great champion boxer Muhammad Ali had this combination. On top of that, the moon is crossing Mars. Oh dear, so that can give the moon a real persnickety kind of energy, maybe even shocking. Mars is a planet that shocks. So the moon and Mars here can generate sarcasm, irreverence, and disrespect. It may unleash more negativity than positivity in the exchange of words. So get ready for a verbal battle out there in the world. Now, the moon takes 2.5 days to move through a sign. So for the week, it has pretty clear sailing. It moves into the peaceful transits of the following signs without too much trouble. That is, on Monday and Tuesday, it goes through Leo, the fiery fixed earth sign of those people in power. You'll hear more from them than ever before. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, it goes through Virgo. That's the sign of the humble do-gooders, the nurses and doctors, the service providers, the accountants. And then Friday and Saturday, it enters Libra, the sign of the peacemakers. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, three planets, Venus, Mars, and Saturn, dominate a changing energy pattern. Empaths will definitely feel the change. Now, Venus is between Pisces, its sign of exaltation, where the best expression of love, art, romance, and peace are available. Now, Venus and Pisces doesn't just fall in love, they step in it. Now, it's a totally different vibe when Venus crosses into Aries. Well, for two reasons. One, it crosses a most sensitive point in the zodiac called the Gadanta, or karmic knot. A karmic knot is where a planet crossing it will surface issues related to that planet that usually need resolution. Once Venus moves into Aries, the energy changes. Venus no longer loves everyone and everything. It becomes rather selfish. Venus in Aries is essentially a me, me, me energy. It can really hurt. All of a sudden, that ever-loving romantic partner is not so nice anymore. Now, Mars, the planet of war, is changing signs too. This is really serious. It's moving from Cancer, a water sign, that douses the fire of Mars, and where it doesn't really express its energies too well. It's moving into Leo, the fixed fire sign. Oh, Mars in Leo is full of, well, it's like a two-year-old throwing a terrible tantrum. When with Venus and Aries and Mars and Leo, drums of war may beat louder than ever. Plus, Mars also crosses that karmic knot, moving from Cancer to Leo, a water to a fire sign. So watch out for any angry grievances being revisited. The battle lines are being drawn, and they may likely be crossed. Now, finally, Saturn, the planet of stability and the lord of material karma, where we reap what we sow, is transiting Pisces. Pisces is a spiritual sign where all are one. Saturn here can bring discipline to spiritual practices and prayers and meditation, things like that, but it's not good for cleaning gutters or getting the yard in shape. Now, added to that, and this is a weird cosmic pothole, is that Saturn is moving into conjunction with Neptune. Neptune is the watery planet of imagination. Psychic phenomena and otherworldly dimensions like time travel, parallel universes, life in the afterlife, you know, all that stuff. When Saturn and Neptune get this close, that typically manifests in a couple of different ways. One is that Neptune dissolves the dominant stability-giving energy of Saturn. Saturn is the bones, if you will, of a society, and also of a person. So when it goes under dissolution, what that means is that the bones dissolve or begin to dissolve. What are the bones of a society? Well, you know, government, banks, universities, and everything else that keeps it together, from FEMA to, well, anyway. Looking at it from another perspective, Saturn gives form to Neptune's weird and unusual otherworldliness. In that case, things like spiritual dimensions of life, afterlife, rebirth, reincarnation, time travel, and otherworldliness kind of become real. That is, they are more prominent in the culture. Just check out what's on television, the great container of pop culture, and see what's up with the zeitgeist. There's a lot of shows about consciousness and time travel. Not like Gilligan's Island, huh? Well, finally, the nodes have changed signs to Aquarius and Leo. If you've suffered a sudden shock or seen one that may have completely come out of the blue, well, that's a karmic access knocking on your door. We'll talk about that next time in more depth. And also, we'll talk about the full moon coming and the powerful and not-so-pleasant sign of Scorpio that will stir up some mighty emotions. Well, this is what we call a cliffhanger in the business. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU, 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or swing around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.